cheeky beaky leaky.
He's a cheeky beaky leaky.
You.
Oh, that's not nice. Right. Do you think that's... Can you hear that through the microphone? Do you think we're working?
Can I hear it?
Can you hear it? What can you hear?
Just...
Can you? Could I have a listen, please?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Oh, look, Pudding Mat wants a listen. She's come to join us. You have to say something to him.
Hello. Goodbye, cheeky weeky.
Cheeky weeky, cheeky meeky. Right, let's see if Purdy would like a quick listen. Purdy, would you like to listen to us talking?
No.
Oh, no, she's not impressed, is she?
No.
No, not impressed. Mm. Right, do you think Purdy would like something to eat?
No.
Don't touch any buttons, Emma.
No.
Thomas, no. Oh, okay, you can listen, but you've got to talk as well.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Thomas.
Yeah, it's not working.
Is it not working?
No.
Why not?
Penny.
Oh, Penny's more interested in the food.
Yeah.
I think they're listening to us, don't you?
Penny, Wordy. Oh, it's not doing it right.
Isn't it? I'm sure it is, really. Let's have a look. Let's see what it says on the little box. Yes, it says it's doing it, Thomas. Oh, I'm looking upside down. No, it's going round. Look. Don't touch any of these buttons, but look, can you see that? R-E-K.
Yeah.
Do you know what rec means?
Look.
It's short for recording.
Well, they say something to me.
Are you going to be a good boy today, Thomas?
Yes, yeah, say something to me.
Pardon, are you going to be a good boy today?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, I'm glad that's on tape.
For me. Say something.
Well, shall I tell you about feeding Purdy?
Yeah.
Right, I've taken the can of whiskers out of the fridge. And I've got one of her best plates, her china plates. And I've opened it, well, the tin was open already. Just taken the lid off it. I've got a fork, I'm getting the whiskers out of the tin. And chopping it up a bit. When Purdy could hear properly.
Yeah.
She could always hear the fridge door opening or me opening a tin and getting her plates out of the cupboard and her fork out of the drawer, but now she's gone a bit deaf. I think it must be the smell. It's either a tummy saying, Mummy, I'm hungry, or it's her nose twitching when she can smell. Hurry up, puss.
Mummy.
Yes, look.
I can't hear it.
Can't hear it? Well, perhaps at the end of the tape, what we've got to do is rewind a little bit of it.
By pressing buttons.
That's right, pressing buttons, yes. We rewind a little bit of it. And then we have a listen and see what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's working.
Mr. Mummy's very cheeky.
Right, is that Daddy coming down, Thomas? Would you just have a quick glance out of the window, please?
Yes, it is.
Is that Daddy? Oh, it is, isn't it? Come away from the door, Thomas. It'll bump you on the out, isn't it?
Daddy?
Yes?
We're taping. When you say something and it's cheeky, it tapes it and then it... And you know what the microphone says? And you know what it says?
Mm-hmm. No, microphone. It doesn't. No, you're just listening to the tape going around with nobody talking. Oh, thank you very much. Right, just a minute. Let's just press a button and then what we can do. We'll press a button to stop it now and then before we start, then we'll have a little listen and see if it's working.
And Daddy, can you tell me something?
Yes.
When I got the microphones on and then it will come in there and in my ears.
All right, well, before we stop it, you'd have a quick word about something.
Oh, I can hear.
Can you hear?
Yeah. Cheeky Daddy.
He is cheeky, isn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah, have you had a good nice day at work, Daddy?
Yes, thank you. I've just been to stop as well.
Have you?
Got that and got... Oh, it's good, okay.
Right. Okay.
Daddy, tell me something.
What? What do you want to know?
Just tell me whatever you want to tell me.
Have you told me about your certificate yesterday?
Daddy.
No.
No.
That certificate I made you for being the best boy.
Cool. Let's see if you can get another one today. Right, shall we have a little break now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me
have some scones.
All right, in a minute. Thomas wants some scones, Daddy. He was watching something this morning on the tweenies with Max in a tea shop. And he came off and said...
No, Judy!
Oh, was it Judy? Sorry. Mummy, can I have some scones? And funnily enough, I've got some in the tin. So we're going to try one of those in a minute. Right, Thomas, you can look at this and let's press a button. Right, if we press... Now, you don't normally touch this. But if you press that little square silver one there, just press it once, that should stop the tape, okay? Pardon?
You're coughing.
Coughing? I don't think so, am I? I don't think I was coughing. Right, are we going to have a tea shop now?
Yeah.
Well, how about getting out some cups and sauces and things like that?
Can I get the sauces?
Sauces? Well, would you like to get them from here?
Yes, please. I try not to break them.
Oh, I don't think they break these, Thomas, because these are the plastic ones from the tea set. There you are. We might need a tray.
If I break it, look at home.
Oh, dear. If you break it, we'd have to go and buy a new one, wouldn't we? Do you remember that episode of Auntie Mabel and Pippin? What happened to the teapot?
It's broke, but Mummy, it was real. If it fall like that, it won't break.
No, that one wouldn't. It's a real one, wouldn't it?
It would.
Right, there you are. Would you like to help yourself to a tray?
Oh, thank you very much.
There you are. You get a tray, pull it out of the slot. There are three there, but take the one at the front. That's easiest. Whoops. There we are.
Oh, first sausages.
Right, now, there's different sorts of places where you can...
Oh, Mummy, and we need some tea in there.
All right. Well, listen. You can go to places, Thomas, where you pick up a tray. We've done this before. You pick up a tray and you walk along and you get tea and coffee out of a machine. And then you walk along with your tray and you pick up a teaspoon and you pay the lady at the till and you sit down and eat it. Or there are other tea rooms, like the one in York, where you go in and you sit down at the table and the waitress comes along with a little pad. And she says, what would I like? And that's the sort of tea room I'd like to go to. So, if I just sort some cups and sauces out, can I sit down, please, and be the customer? And you can come along. You can't be a waitress, because waitresses are ladies. You've got to be a waiter. You've done this at nursery, haven't you?
Maybe just pile up there, so then you say
them. Right, let's just sort the cups and sauces out first, before we can play.
We can't do without a sauce.
Oops, there's the telephone. You might need a telephone in the restaurant. Yes, this is making a banging chatter trying to get all these things out. Seem to have lost it. Oh, there's the sauce.
That's why I...
Right, would you like to come and help me get these things, please?
Of course. Thank you.
That's quite all right. Right, I'm going to come in now to your restaurant and sit down. Let me just get a piece of paper for you to write down the order.
Thanks.
And a pencil. There you go. How's that? Okay. Whew, I'm bound to have loads of bags of shopping with me, so I'll put those down. And I'll go and sit down. Oh, actually, really nice restaurants. Oh, is this a tea room you wanted to go to, wasn't it?
Yep.
I arrive at the door, and you have to greet me and show me to a table, don't you? You've done this at nursery, haven't you?
Come in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. A table over there, a table here, and a table over there.
Oh, could I have this one near the window, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much. No, does it matter where I sit?
Yeah.
It does matter where I sit? No. Oh, it doesn't. Right, I'll sit here then, please. Oh, dear. I think the person before, you haven't cleared up after they've left.
No, because we just packed them up.
All right.
Leave them the care, because if somebody wants some tea, they can just pick them up.
All right, okay. So I come to a really, really nice tea room where I'm shown to my table. I've got a lovely choice of tables and all the cups and saucers are just flung on the table. Oh, right. Well, it doesn't seem too busy in this tea room, does it?
No.
Would you like to take my order?
You're the first customer.
Am I? Ah, the first customer of the day, right.
That's why it's very quiet.
Oh, I see, I see. It'll be busier later on.
Sometimes it's like this. Yeah!
Ah! Is it?
Yeah.
Manic?
Yeah. Like there's a fire somewhere. Like, need on, need on! Yeah, back!
I know the feeling. Well, how about you come and join me, if you're not too busy? Should we have a pot of tea and
what?
A scone? Or do you call them scones?
We call them scones.
Good boy, that's right. Well, I'm from Yorkshire, Thomas, and we call them scones. But so lots of people call them scones. But they're all the same thing. Shall we have a look at some?
There's a few ways that I can know which one. Scone.
Oh yes, could I have a pot of tea please? Would you like to write it on your little pad and then you don't forget? In case it gets as mad as a fire and it gets busy and you forget what I want. That's right. S-c-o-n-e.
I did it.
Right, could I have some fresh cream with that please?
Yeah.
And some, oh nice. Do you have homemade strawberry jam?
Yeah.
Right. Before that, shall we have some sandwiches?
I don't know if we have some.
Don't you?
I don't know.
All right, okay. Well, if you have some sandwiches, could I have some sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, I just looked in that box and there was some sandwiches.
Oh, I have some sandwiches, please. And a nice fresh pot of tea.
Can we just check this? Oh, let me see. Red bread. Oh, just like, just.
Well, do you know what's in that box, Thomas?
What?
Mummy made a bread pudding the other day. And I cut all the crusts off and I put them in that container to dry a bit. And then you know the food processor up here on the dresser?
Yeah.
Under the cover.
No, I can do it now.
I'm going to take all those bread crusts and put them in the food processor and press the button and it will go and they'll be turned into fine bread crumbs. And then I shall put them in a box and I shall use them for something else like a stuffing.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, nice blue teaspoon, that's right.
Next time you come in, we've got this one.
All right, so every time I come in, I can have a different one, can
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. We swap every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, all right. And does it get very busy, this tea room?
Sometimes.
Sometimes
it's not busy.
All right, what sort of people come in, Thomas?
Sometimes policemen.
Policemen come into your tea room, do they? Do they have a uniform on?
Yeah.
And why do they come in? Because they're thirsty after a long day on the beach?
Yeah.
Or do they come in because you've got some naughty customers who don't pay?
Sometimes we do. Mm.
And what happens with naughty customers who don't pay? Do you ring the police or do you make them go in the back and do the washing up?
Wash them up.
You wash them up, do you?
I've got something in my eyes.
Oh, Thomas!
And look what I got for you.
Oh, you've brought me my own personal telephone to the table, that's mine. Just let me ring, I'll just ring Daddy to tell him I'm. He's at work, so, oh no, well, he's really upstairs, but we'll ring his work number and pretend he's at work. 2246844.
You want some bread?
Yes, please.
201.
Oh, excuse me, I'm on the phone. Hello, Daddy, I'm in Thomas's tea room, yes, on the High Street. It isn't too busy, there's just me here, so if you'd like to come and join me. I'm about to have a piece of bread. I asked for sandwiches, but perhaps he hasn't got any fillings. And we're going to have a scone and a nice hot cup of tea. Take care, Daddy. Bye-bye.
Two.
Do you
want two of these?
Just one, please. Right. Thank you.
Don't need to pay, because I haven't got any tills.
Oh, dear.
It doesn't matter, because we don't need any money.
Don't we?
So you can just pick up some, and then you can eat.
Right, without paying?
Yeah.
Oh dear. How do you earn a living?
We don't do... Shall I tell you what we don't do? We don't do...
What don't you do?
We don't do donuts.
You don't do donuts?
Sometimes we don't.
can't believe
rolls
you.
Rolls we do.
You did what, sir?
Roll what?
Bread rolls?
Yeah.
I can't believe you. Mind you, don't turn on the wire, sweetheart. I can't believe you run a restaurant without donuts, Thomas Henry. Is it called Thomas's Tea House?
No, it's a tea shop. Just
oh, this. Thomas's Tea Shop, right.
You want to spell them if you get, if you eat some and you want some more bread.
No, would you, are you going to have a piece of bread?
No.
No. Well, this is the last piece, please, and I'll have a scone.
Right. Let me just look if they're in the country.
No, what? Not in there, love. I'll get them in a minute. Have you put the kettle on?
Yep.
So, Thomas, if people come...
the red light coming on, so... Ah. It's...
Guess what? The red light's coming up there.
Look.
Oh, dear. Perhaps we need a new battery.
Oh,
we're not doing very well with this equipment this morning. It's only a month since we've used it. Oh, dear, dear. We've had problems with the batteries, problems with the wires.
Can I have some bread?
Of course you can, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Mrs. Sweet Shop in Didsbury. You know the lady who runs the sweet shop? We call her Mrs. Sweet Shop, don't we?
I don't know her.
I went to you. Don't know her?
No.
Mrs. Sweet Shop?
No, because I haven't been to her.
Haven't you?
Sweet Shop.
Oh. Well, I went in the other day when you were at nursery. And her shop was really quiet. There was only me there. And we had a nice little chat. Because when we go once a week after we've been to the Beehive, her shop is absolutely packed full of children, isn't it? Because school's just finished and people like us are walking home from the park and everybody goes in. And it's
mad. I got something for you, I think, your boy. A school uniform.
All right. That's useful. Thank you. Do I have to wear that before I have my scone?
No, it's... for boys and girls.
Oh, it's for boys and girls. Oh, just in case any little boys and girls come and sit with me at the table.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it... I tell you what, perhaps the schoolboy's been in here.
Yeah, and he's forgotten it, but it's in keeping.
Oh, well, he's forgotten his T-shirt. How long has it been here?
5 months.
5 months? Oh, I think he would have come back for it, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, rather than me taking it home, shall we take it to the lost property office?
No.
Or shall we...
Mum will pick it up and then... put it in the van and then it goes every house.
Oh, right. Or we could send it to the charity shop and they could put it on a hanger and put it in the window and anybody walking past who needs a school uniform could think, oh, I'll go in and buy that school uniform that was left in Thomas's tea shop. Right. So, I think your rest of your tea shop is a little bit like Mrs. Sweet Shop's.
Shop. And you know, where your food, do you want to get the scones for the cob?
I do, yes, I will do. So your shop was just like hers, and that now when I've called in, it's really quiet. Mm. But other times of the day, when everybody's feeling like a cup of tea, I bet it gets really busy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Say, please can I have some coffee? I don't.
Do then.
Very loudly. Loud. Please have some tea, please have some coffee!
And that's because you've got a lot of people in the shop together and they're probably all trying to make themselves heard. Right, here we are. Come and have a look at these things. Now, we had some with currants in actually, and sultanas, but we've eaten those. This one's got cherries in it. And these are just plain.
No, shall I tell you? That one's got cherry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sorry, you've got to tell me because you're the
that's
waiter.
Cherry,
yeah.
And that's just, have nothing in.
Right, okay. You're going to come sit next to me? Or would you like to just have a look here? Right, there you are, they're round, aren't they?
Yep.
Do you know how we make scones? We get some butter, some hard butter, not soft. When we're making buns, you know, we get that really nice soft margarine, don't we, Pop? Well, this is hard butter. And we rub it with flour.
Have you not had one of these before?
I've had them, yes. You've had them as well.
Just when it's Christmas, nearly Christmas.
No, no, because it's not nearly Christmas now, is it?
Do you remember
when we got them from?
Yeah.
Frieda. You know Frieda?
Because you know why? We just... make them.
All right, well, you know Frida, who goes to church, she makes them, and she gave Mummy these. That's how I come to get them. But how you make them, Thomas, you rub butter and flour together, you stir in some sugar, and then you either put fruit in, such as currants and sultanas or cherries, or you can put, I put grated cheese in mine sometimes, or you can just leave them plain.
And then just have one more than I've left.
Okay, then listen, you rub them in till they look like breadcrumbs, yeah, like that, in a bowl. And then you add a little bit of water or milk. And then you roll them out.
Drop the list!
You drop your list, oh yes. You roll them out, and then, you know the round pastry cutters, the biscuit cutters we have?
Yep.
You cut them into round shapes. Pop them on a baking tray, brush a little bit of egg or milk across the top. And pop them in the oven to bake, and when they come out, oh, this. And they're really warm and lovely. And then keep them in a tin and eat them, look. Ooh. Now, you can have these on their own, or you can slice them in half and put some butter on, and some jam, and some cream. Mm. But the fruit ones are nice on their own. Would you like one of these? Then come and taste it. She said you wanted one. Have that bit, because it's got lots of cherries in it. You like cherries, don't you? When you've eaten this, you can tell me what happened on the tweenies this morning.
No, what happened?
Well, eat this first.
So many cousins we had.
What do you think to that?
Yum.
Yum. It's nice when it's got other things on it. Would you like some jam on it?
No, thanks. No.
This is nice, isn't it?
Mmm.
Would you like some more?
No. Run away. So put some rubbish down.
Some rubbish on the tray, yes you can do.
Put this there.
No, thank you, that can go in the bin then.
Don't
serve their tea. Oh tea, we've not even set the table, have we? There we are. Is mine the blue cup and saucer, or shall I have that right there?
You can choose.
Well, actually, because you give me blue teaspoon, which colour would you like?
The waiter.
You're the waiter, but you're not going to join me?
No.
Right, could I have some milk first, please, in the cup? A little bit of milk. Milk first. Actually, a lot of people put milk in second, but you should put the milk in first. That's the tea. And I don't take sugar, so I'm all right. That's lovely, thank you. Would you like a little sip of this?
Thank you.
This is real coffee. Oh, Thomas, look, the sauce is broken. Oh, look at that. It's a shame.
Oh, I know. A little burglar came in and broke it like that.
Did they? Oh, don't bend it anymore. Leave it as it is. A burglar came in and did that, didn't
it? Put it in the sauce finger.
Pardon?
I'm just going to mend it.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to mend it?
Get the crack off and see what's from breaking it.
Pardon?
Get the crack off and see what's breaking it.
Be careful, don't break it, Thomas. Don't break it. Don't pull it,
just
because it's
making.
No, leave it, please, because it's only cracked at once. You can mess around it with the break. Is it mended?
Yep. Look at my bed.
Don't eat too much because it's not too far away from a meal, is it? So, you were telling me before that people who come to your tea room don't have to pay. Well, Daddy and Mummy go to work to earn money. So that when you need new shoes and new clothes, Mummy wants to heat the house, or buy sausages for tea, or go to the sweet shop, or go to Wacky Warehouse, we always have to pay. So we go to work to earn money to pay for things. Now, if nobody pays when they come into your tea shop, where do you get money from to then go and buy flour to make scones, or scones, and milk to make?
Get some money when you give me some. Every day it comes and give me all the orders.
Oh, right. But surely you have to pay the van driver when he drops all the things off to him?
No, he doesn't mind. If I forget, he doesn't mind. Mm.
If you forget, he doesn't mind. Does that mean you normally have to pay him?
Yeah.
But where does your money come from if you're not charging the customers anything?
It comes from a special van.
A special van? Ooh.
That's all my old money.
Yes.
In my tin. But he gives me new money.
Oh, he gets more money out of a tin than he gives you new money. That sounds interesting. You know the policeman that comes into your tea shop? Does he know about this?
No.
I think you'd be very interested, don't you? Mmm, I'm sure he would.
Sometimes ambulance driver comes in.
Does he? What does
or
he?
A fireman.
Oh, and what do they drink?
Drink coffee or tea or lemonade or coke or beer.
You serve beer in your tea shop, do you?
Oh, coffee. Can I stir it?
Of course you can stir it, yes, please.
There you go.
Oh, thank you very much. Let me have a sip. I think it will taste even nicer out of this new cup. I'm an obviously customer, aren't I, isn't it?
There's another customer.
Is there? Where's the other customer? Oh, yes, coming through the door. Who's this?
Let me just have a look.
Daddy.
He wants some scones.
Does he? Yes, because I phoned him up to tell him I was in Thomas's tea house or tea shop. Right. And have you got enough scones left to give Daddy?
Is he like just ordinary bread? Is he just like these?
I think plain ones, yes.
Well, just take this away.
Okay.
And lunch is served. Whoa.
So you serve lunch as well, do you?
Yeah.
What sort of things do you serve to us in your tea room?
I serve like sausages.
Sausages?
Or bones for dogs.
Bones for dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, do you allow dogs in the tea shop?
Yeah.
Very nice.
No, I mean, they can stay outside and then the owner puts cat food. Cats or dogs.
So if I brought Purdy along today, she couldn't come in, but she could be outside and I could say, excuse me, Mr. Waiter, please may I have a bowl of cat food for my pussycat, and you give it to me, and I could put it outside for her.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wish I'd brought Purdy. Just a minute. Let me ring her up. What's our number? 4-3-2-3-8-9-0. Hello, is that Purdy? Purdy, I'm at Thomas's tea shop on the high street. If you come down here, he said you can have a bowl of whiskers. Absolutely free. Would you like to come?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, all right, Purdy, I'll see you soon, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Excuse me, waiter. Purdy's on her way.
Hello.
So when the people come into your tea shop, do they tell you lots of stories, Thomas?
No. Too busy.
They're too busy, what, talking amongst themselves?
Yeah. I'm too busy too.
You're too busy? And what sort of things do you have to do in a day?
Just get dressed and I don't have breakfast.
You get dressed and you don't have breakfast?
No, I just get dressed and go to the tea shop.
Oh, right. And what's the first thing you do when you get to the tea shop?
Go to the sign, say, so it's closed, then they say, morning!
So the sign says closed, doesn't it?
And morning.
Right, and you turn it round?
Yeah, I do.
And does it then say open?
Yeah, and shut.
Open and shut? Oh, you're making lots of crumbs there, Thomas. Don't have any more, please. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you can have some more, because you're going to have your meal anyway soon. Don't shove it in, that's not nice. Just, and stand in one place, please. So once you've opened the shop, what's the first thing you do?
No, who's here?
Who's here?
Mr. Purdy.
Mr. Purdy, where's Mr. Purdy?
She was in here long ago. Then now she's in there.
Oh, right, okay. I think Bob the Builder's actually come. He seems to be lying down now. What's the matter? He's lying with his feet in the air. Do you think he needs a cup of tea?
Looks like he needs a wee.
Oh, dear.
I want to give him the toy out.
Don't go upstairs. No, Thomas, come back down, please.
He needs to wait and have got toilets downstairs.
Oh, all right then. Be quick. Come straight down.
Where?
Oh, careful. Come on, Thomas, please. Thomas.
I got him fully.
Good. Did he wash his hands?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's above Bob the Builder, isn't he?
Yeah. You have to never lie down. No, oh, sit up now.
Well, I think you better come down here and do that, don't you?
No, he just wants to sit on the step.
Does he? Mm. Does he not really want a cup of tea?
No, he's just not well.
He's not well?
Because he's old.
Is he? Oh dear.
No, he needs another builder. And now he's got to chop all the talking ones. And now it's going to be our builders.
Right. Okay. Well, do you not think a cup of tea from your tea shop would make him feel better, Thomas?
Yep.
What sort of jobs has Bob the
Builder? I don't know, but do you want to have look at his train map and tell them you've seen a train map?
Oh, not a train map. Oh, this is nice. Come on, let's have a look at this. Do people going to catch trains or getting off trains come into your tea shop?
The train station.
Oh, is your tea shop on the train station or is it just near the train station?
No, just, it's chopped down now. This is the train station.
Right.
Which train do you want to have?
So I can buy trains, can I? Yes. Are these little model trains?
Model. You press the button and then they zoom off.
Ah, you're thinking of the railway museum, aren't we? Aren't you?
Yep.
Right.
Which one do you want?
Oh, you don't draw with them. Well, let's have a look at all these. I like them all. Aren't they super?
Do you want... Chicken.
Oh gosh, what's a lot of pictures of trains? That really is nice.
Do you want that one?
That's nice, isn't it? That looks like a Eurostar, that one. Don't draw on it.
We'll just need to...
Oh, well, get you a separate... No, it's a separate piece of paper and write down the number. It's number 13, look. Where's the piece of paper?
No, when you need to dot it, means you want the one to dot it.
Right, okay. The one you dotted, the one you marked. Mm. That's called a Cheltenham Flyer, and that's got an awful lot of steam, hasn't it?
Gosh, yeah.
Do the drivers of the trains come in your tea shop?
No, the train station sometimes to do.
All right. This is nice. These are very old-fashioned trains, aren't they? Mm. I think I like... Well, that one's called a Mallard. That looks like a duck, doesn't it? It's blue. I like the ones on this side, I think.
Do you like that one?
Yeah. Oh, look, there's the Eurostar. That's the Eurostar. Mm. Look at that. That's Stevenson's rocket.
Do you like that one?
Look where that is. Do you know where that is?
No.
York Station. Can you see that big, big church behind it?
Yeah.
It's York Minster. Do you remember when we walked around the walls?
Yeah.
We saw that big church, didn't we? Mm.
You want to... Now I just do the express number. It's this...
Right, there's the number.
That's not
Don't write on it, Thomas. It'll spoil the picture.
No, not.
Yeah, you'd be better writing the number on it.
There you go. Better.
Look, what number does this say?
Doesn't
it
next to a tea shop now?
Well, can I just show you this train?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I saw all of the train.
Well, I like this. Have you seen this yellow one? There's two.
No, I haven't.
They're goods trains, aren't they?
Yeah.
Jones goods trains. And they're bright yellow. And that's a funny one, isn't it? Boop boop. Mm-hmm. And I like that one. That looks like an old-fashioned train at the front. And then it looks like the rattly train at the back, and the one in the middle looks like an ordinary train.
Yeah.
That's
What's
very nice.
What's on the back?
What's on the back?
A pencil.
Pencil.
Do Let's not play the tea shop now, let's get recording.
Let's get recording. Oh, we are recording, aren't we? Shall I show you how to set a table?
No, thanks. No, thanks.
Oh, I need tea. You need tea now. Look, there you are. You get the cup and the saucer. Okay. The teaspoon.
Can I have some water and then do it and then to stir it?
You can, as long as we're careful with it, yes. Yeah.
Thanks. Real water.
Real water, yes. I'll get it for you.
Thanks.
Let's put the lid on that, otherwise that bread's going to go stale, isn't it? Oh. I want it to go stale, but there's four eating it. There we are. Now, let's move this picture of the trains and the scones and this little jumper. Right, would you like some water in the milk jug as well, Thomas?
No, thanks.
Let's pretend it's milk. Yeah. I'll just give that teaspoon a drink. Not a drink, a rinse, because I was using it. Just a moment.
I'm just stirring your tea up.
Right, and shall we put a little drop of sugar in the sugar bowl?
Right here. Then I can put some sugar in.
That's right. Only a little bit of sugar.
Right here.
Right here. This is right here.
Pick it out one or two or three.
Well, let me get some sugar first before we can do that.
Yeah.
If I add some sugar, look at this teacup. That's the one that the teaspoon is in. It's got a teddy bear on the front. It's not like the others, is it?
No.
Are you going to drink this, Thomas?
No.
No,
I'm leaving it here, Case. No, I'm going to pretend this is that's sugar.
Well, this is sugar. This is real sugar.
Yeah.
So I don't think we should drink this if we're putting that in, do you?
Sugar.
Do you provide a menu on the table, Thomas?
So no, I don't.
You don't?
No.
So people can't choose what they want. Do you just tell them what's available?
Yeah.
Or do you have a blackboard where they chalk up every day? You chalk up every day what's on
there? Yeah, chalk every day.
You chalk every day, right?
Whoa!
Wow. So have you got a price list?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we didn't charge people. What, do you have a sign saying this way around the back to wash up if you haven't paid? Yeah. I see.
Mummy, do you want one or two?
Just one, please. And do you put fresh flowers on the table?
No.
No candles?
Yes,
sometimes. Do you? Yes,
when it's somebody's birthday.
Oh, do you? And do you have birthday parties in here?
No.
Right, will you just
No, sometimes we change it into a wacky warehouse.
You change it into a wacky warehouse? There you are.
That is.
Okay, well, I think you better keep it on there.
Well, I didn't stir it.
You forgot to stir, that's right. Oh look, Birdie's arrived now.
Oh.
If you'd like a bowl of whiskers, please, on the floor.
Oh yeah. Just wait if she wants them. Just can you drink it now.
Okay, are you going to see to Birdie now?
And will when you drink all this.
Oh, that's nice, thank you. Right, my daddy's on his way, so let's get some ready for daddy. Would you like to pour some milk in the cup?
Mm.
That's it for the milk jug. That's it.
Careful.
A little drop of milk. That's fine now. Let's pop some tea in.
In it comes.
In it comes. That's it. Oh, you're very good at pouring. What's happened to the top half of the cup? Does he not get enough tea to fill it?
Yes, sometimes. No, sugar.
A little bit of sugar. That's right. What you better do, Thomas, is put the sugar in with one spoon. Use this red one that matches the sugar well. Put the sugar in with that spoon, but stir it with the spoon on the saucer. Because if you put this spoon into the water and it gets wet, it will all stick to the spoon. But if you use one spoon to get the sugar out of the sugar bowl and keep it in the sugar bowl.
Two,
please. And we can use the spoon on the side of the saucer for stirring. How's that?
Fine.
Yeah? Mm. You're very good, aren't you?
Mm.
Do you wear a uniform, waiter?
No.
Why do you need to stir it with that spoon? Oh, Daddy will be pleased, won't he?
Now, he's made some for Birdie.
What do you think Birdie would like to? Tell you what, I'll pop these on the tray.
Oh,
there you are.
Come get it. just too wobbly.
Too wobbly? I don't know what's happened. Oh, yes, the red sauce is one that's cracked, isn't it? I wondered where it had gone. We'll try and get some glue on that before it finally breaks. Whoops-a-daisy. Right, you're going to make Purdy some of the green cup. What's she got in? Milk?
Yep. Milk and peeled back. Nearly run out.
Okay, well, you have to tip the bowl a little bit and then the sugar will fall to the bottom, won't it? Oh, Thomas Henry, that's cheating. Can you not be bothered to spoon it out? Just pick the whole sugar bowl up and dip it in.
The sugar on
it. Sorry, you can lick it. You can lick it. Right, is she going to have any tea in this cup of tea, or is it just going to be milk and sugar? Talking of her, yeah, I can see her right at the bottom of the garden. Look, there's sun on her.
Mm.
That's nice, isn't it? Mm. A bit cold, actually, this week. Mm. Whoops-a-daisy. Anyway, you have to be careful with hot tea, because it could scald you, couldn't it?
Yeah. Look at it, I didn't want any scalding.
No. Right, is the green cup ready? Are you going to stir the sugar in? Right, now we'll put that on the tray as well. And there's only one cup left, so you might as well join us for a cup of tea. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
There you are, there's the milk. Oh, shall I put the milk in for you?
Please.
Then you wash the tea next, Thomas. You put the tea in first because otherwise the sugar won't dissolve. Got to have a nice hot tea in. That's it. Oh, it's a good strong cup of tea, that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, oh, that's nice.
I have three.
You have 3 spoons of sugar, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Have you got a very sweet tooth?
Yeah.
There you are. Oh, it's happening. Don't break the cake.
Nice. Yummy.
Is it nice? You like the sugar, don't you? You mess pot. You're a mess pot. Ah, oh, dear. You have to wash your hands, and you're all sticky, aren't you? Right, shall we take all this then on the tray and go and sit down at the table with it? Okay. Right, tell you what, shall I put the pot of tea and the sugar bowl?
And the lid.
And the milk, that's right, we'll put the lid on the sugar bowl to keep the flies away. There we are. Now, just in case anybody sitting down at the table wants to drop more milk or a top up, second cup of tea.
One.
Or they want some more. No.
Why?
No, because that's dirty. There we are. Yeah. Right, would you like to hand the tea out to people?
Yeah.
There you are.
There you go, Prudy.
Right, hand the whole, that's it, the whole cup. You have to be careful, just say, man, the tea is hot.
There you go, yeah, thanks.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. She's very polite, Purdy, isn't she? And who's this that cup of tea?
Yours.
Oh, is mine the other one? All right, thank you. That's very kind.
That's mine.
Is that yours, the red one? Lovely. Okay.
That's why it's all messy, because it's got sugar.
Has it?
And Daddy's.
And Daddy's cup of tea, right? Oh, that's nice. Let me just drink one.
I just drink mine.
Oh, enjoyed that, thank you. Could I please have a second cup? I was really thirsty, I've drunk that quickly.
If you use this one, I don't know, because it's got
a teddy bear on it. Well, we say that in case any other customers come in. I might as well just have the same cup. Shall I put my own milk in?
Yeah, you can.
Shall I help myself to tea?
Yep.
Right.
And a little sugar.
A little bit of sugar. I don't usually take sugar in drinks. In fact, none of us do. But seeing as it's your tea shop and you enjoy serving sugar. Thank you. Shall I give it a quick stir?
Yes. So, no, I better have mine.
There we go.
Ah, there it is. I'm just looking for this.
All right. Oh, that's really nice. That really is nice. Do you have newspapers in your tea shop? Because sometimes when you go into tea shops and restaurants and cafes, they have a stand with all today's newspapers on.
There's some in there.
Are there? So people can come in, can't they? Have a nice cup of tea and read today's paper. Oh, I bet it's thirsty work being a waiter, isn't it?
Yeah, you might have some more.
You might have some more. Help yourself, there's plenty there. Do you wear an apron, Thomas, or a uniform?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
No.
You don't wear a hat or anything in the kitchen?
No, I don't.
Oh, dear, don't tell Daddy.
No, I don't.
And does the milkman come every day to bring milk to your shop?
No.
And what happens when you want more sugar? Do you go to the shops or does a van deliver it?
A van.
Oh, what colour's the van?
Blue.
Is it? And do you have a chat with the driver?
Yep.
And do you make him a cup of tea when he comes?
Yeah.
And do you help him in with all the goods?
Mm.
What sort of things does he bring to your shop, Tom?
Like strawberry.
He brings strawberries, does he? Is that to slice and put on the scones?
Mm.
Or in the summer, do you serve strawberries and cream?
Oof.
That does sound nice. And does the baker come as well, the baker's van? And what does he bring?
Cakes or sweets.
Cakes or sweets? Do you serve sweets in your shop? Ooh, it's sounding good. I've been here a long time and I can't say I've seen the sweet machine. What do you have jars on the shelf like Mrs. Sweet Shop, or do you have a machine?
Machine on your first red button and the machine goes into a packet.
Does it?
Yeah.
The sweets fall into a packet, do they? Into a little plastic paper bag?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And how much does that cost?
We haven't got a till.
Oh, I remember you haven't got a till. Yes, it's a bit of a setback in this shop, isn't it?
No, I didn't put any sugar in.
So anybody coming into your shop, Thomas?
Well, yeah.
Can have anything, including sweets from the machine, absolutely free.
Well, have some more sugar.
No, don't just eat the sugar, you mess pot.
Nice and sugary.
Nice and sugary.
And I love all of it. Thanks.
And don't thank me, it's your cafe, your restaurant. Tell me about Merseyvale then, Thomas, at nursery. You have a little area set up as a restaurant. When you first started, that was a home corner, wasn't
Mummy,
it?
I still helped somebody, it doesn't matter.
All right.
And how many have you got?
Oh, Thomas.
Yummy.
Mmm, you'll rot your teeth. Won't you?
What is rock?
Not rock, rot. Rock is rock that you get at the seaside. It's long. A long stick of, say, pink rock. Pink on the outside, white in the middle, and it has the name of the seaside town or the place in the middle. All the way through the rockets is Blackpool, Scarborough. And it often tastes minty or fruity. But rot, that is different from rock. Rot is rot to your teeth. You know, if you eat too many sweets and sugar, you get little holes in your teeth and it hurts. And you have to go to the dentist and that hurts as well. Well, it doesn't really hurt, but it's not nice having to go to the dentist. You have to go and brush your teeth when you finish being a waiter.
Yeah.
So, Thomas, at Merseyvale Nursery, they had a little corner that when we first arrived last September was set up as a house, wasn't it? There was an ironing board and a bed, a table and chairs. And it's been a hospital as well, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a house, it's been a hospital. And did you play doctors and nurses there?
Yeah.
And now, it's a restaurant, isn't it? Black and white. Is it all black and white?
Blue and white and black.
Blue and white and black. And what happens there? Do you play at being a waiter or a waitress?
Mm.
Or a cook? Come on, Thomas, talk to me, please. What do you do?
Yeah.
No, don't just say yeah. What do you do in that little restaurant place? What happens?
I'm in there now.
No, you're not in there now.
I don't know now.
Oh, come on, you must remember. What did you do when you were there? Did you
make...
You came home with a little menu card, a little place card, didn't you? That was black, written in gold writing. It said, Thomas, is that where you sat at the table, a place card?
I'll sit when the customers said, please make some sausage and chips and tomato.
You were one of the customers? Mm-hmm. Oh, and who was the waiter?
Alex.
Was he a good waiter?
Yeah.
And did you get to be the waiter or were you just the customer?
Every time we'd swap.
You swapped every time, did you? And did he have somebody being a cook?
Yeah. I do be the cook sometimes.
You were the cook as well? You got a turn at being everything, did you? And when you were the cook, did you have to do the waiting on as well?
Yeah.
And who was your customer when you were the waiter?
Alex and James.
Alex and James. And what sort of things did Alex and James ask for?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, I will, because you're busy eating sugar. Come on, Thomas, talk to me, please.
Yep.
What sort of food did Alex and James ask for when they were the customer?
Sausage and chips and tomato and ice cream for the pudding.
Oh, ice cream for the pudding. Or do you serve ice creams in your shop? Do you put it in bowls or do you put it in wafers, corners, like the ice cream man sells? What do you do?
Put them in wafers.
In wafers?
Yeah.
Very nice. It's on a hot day, but that's lovely, isn't it? Mm. And did he have to wash up in the restaurant at the nursery?
Yep. And I do it.
And you did that, did you? The washing up?
Mm.
Very good.
What?
Was that good?
What?
It's a good job this is near the end of the take, Tom Henry, because all you're bothered about now is eating sugar. I only put two very small spoonfuls of sugar in the sugar bowl, and it's just as well, because it's all gone in your tummy.
Yeah, all of it.
I know.
I'm going to wash it in my tea.
You need to wash it in your tea, rinsing it out there. Oh, and it's one way to get you to drink water. And the cups are clean, and I've just taken them out of the box, but I did wash them up the other day. That little tea set, Thomas, was given to me a long time before we even had you. Oh, dear, dear.
What?
That's what happens when you have too much sugar. It makes you cough. And somebody gave it to me as a little present, and I kept it in a box, and I thought one day I shall give this to a little child to play with, and then I had you. And when you were very, very young, you used to like playing with this. You used to clang the cups and saucers and oh, bite, oh, you did all sorts with it.
Yeah, I did it, and now it's not working.
Is that your baby voice?
Yeah.
Would you like to be a baby again, tell us?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
You would?
Mm.
Oh. Babies wouldn't be able to eat sugar, would they?
We only give them sugar when it is.
Babies just have milk and water, don't they? Yeah. Oh, yes, and then they're sick. You're quite right, yes.
Water, sugar.
Yeah, sugar and water don't probably make you sick. It should give you energy, that, Thomas, eating sugar. Does that mean you're going to be very lively later on?
Mummy?
Yes. Well, these little shoes that you're wearing are Mummy's now. You're tripping around in Mummy's shoes. A lot of chefs wear clogs in kitchens because they're comfy to wear and they keep the feet cool. I know these aren't clogs, they're mules, but you look a little bit like a chef when you're wearing them. And chefs wear nice tall hats, don't they, and chef trousers.
I think Dad's got one of them.
Daddy has got one of them, you're quite right.
Might have it.
Might you? I don't know where it is now.
In your bedroom.
In my bedroom, is it? Right.
And I'm going in there.
No, you're not. Please don't go upstairs with those shoes, Thomas. You'll trip up. No, no. No. Oh, gosh, those stairs.
Uh-oh.
Well, everything else is in the bedroom, so it doesn't surprise me if chef's hat's in there.
Very.
Right. While you're up there, Thomas, I think you better rinse your hands, please, because you're bound to be a little bit sticky.
I will.
Thank you. It's what fun, darling?
Is this?
It looks very fun, yes.
Can you just put it there because I'm going to clear the tray away?
You're going to clear the tray away, yeah. Are you? You've now got Daddy's white hat on. This, actually, the hat you're wearing, Thomas, isn't really your shirt, is it? Oh, that's clever. Can you manage?
I can, just need to put that in the sugar bowl.
Let me just move this microphone down.
Oh, I've got to get the tray.
It's okay, I haven't got the washing up water ready yet. Let me stand that microphone up there. That's it.
There you go.
Oh, thank you so much. So, I'm helping to wash up, am I?
I just need to be there.
Is this because I haven't paid anything?
No, you...
Just pretend I don't do it. What do you mean?
Can you wash up?
Are you enjoying that?
Just make sure that's very much.
Well, when we were upstairs a minute ago, you brushed your teeth, didn't you? So you're eating sugar again. I think you've got to go back up and do it again. Not just yet.
I just did two.
Did you? Thank you. Right, now I'll wash these things. Thank you. I bet you do lots of washing up, don't you?
Very. Every day I do 100 washing up.
100 washing up every day?
Yeah.
Oh dear, do the customers ever help?
No.
No?
Got some spare water.
Oh, that was it. Thank you very much. Is that spare tea if people haven't drunk?
Yeah. Water. More water.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You'd be quicker if you put it on the tray, sweetheart, wouldn't you? If you load everything onto the tray and carry the tray, you could just make one trip to the kitchen, couldn't you?
Oh,
have you? Doesn't matter, darling. People do spill tea in tea shops, don't they? We'll soon get a cloth and get it wiped up. Don't worry about it. Oh, look at that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
There's two more different saucers and cups.
Right. Saucers and cups.
No more.
It's a pity this... No more?
No. Just these.
Thank you. Just think it's a pity this isn't on video because you look gorgeous in your hat. Thank you. You can in a minute when I've dried it. Just wash it. We need to. I think I could do with wiping the tray actually. And then we need to just wipe the table, don't we?
Can I wipe the table?
You can.
Oh, I might lick the sugar.
Oh, go on then. You lick the sugar quick.
That's it.
And then after we finish this game, we've got to go back and brush teeth, I think. Don't you? Well, it might be more sensible, actually. We're going to eat in a few minutes anyway, aren't we? Eating a proper meal. We'll eat, and then it will be teeth brushing time. Well, there's a lot of washing up to say that there was only myself, you, Daddy, Birdie, as customers. There we are, right. Just have a little look at the table. What's going on here?
I like this bit.
Just a moment, I'll rinse the cloth out and then you can have a good wipe of the
table. I will wipe it all on your hair.
Shh, there you are.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And what time does your cafe close?
Midnight.
Midnight? Oh, you poor little man. Mm. And what time do you have to get up?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and what time does the restaurant open?
4 o'clock.
Oh, right. Well, you work very strange hours. What about the milkman? Surely you miss seeing the milkman and the bread man. Because they deliver a lot earlier than that, don't they?
Oh, they come at night time sometimes.
Do they? But you're quite right there, because when Mummy left work the other night, it was, at what time? Something like 20 to 2 in the morning, and you and Daddy were fast asleep in bed. Yeah. And there was a milk float on Kingsway.
When it was night?
When it was night, the middle of the night. And I thought perhaps he was just driving from somewhere. Of course, no, the milk float stopped. The little milkman got out and went running up and down paths with bottles of milk. So when those people got up in the morning, it's either 6, 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, they'd certainly have milk. They wouldn't be waiting for the milkman, would they?
No, I'm going to wipe the
seats. Are you wiping the seats as well? Well, that's good, isn't it? Because if people are eating things like scones and sandwiches and sausages and tomato and having sugar...
I'm going to wipe all the chairs.
Yes.
Not just one.
Oh, well, you're very, very good, aren't you? Did you see Mummy doing that earlier on today?
Yeah, I did.
You saw
I
Mummy?
Saw the chairs just like that.
Yeah.
And the field down
there
were nice and dry.
Yeah, that's right. There is actually some sugar on that chair at the back. Yes, I can see it. There we are. Well, that's it. People are going to come again and again to your restaurant if the food's good and it's nice and clean, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you say you didn't have a toilet downstairs, or was it just you've got a toilet in the restaurant?
I've got one downstairs, but I've got one upstairs.
Oh, right, I see.
You turn left and then right again, then you're there.
Oh, right, because that's where Bob the Builder was.
Yep.
He had to only use the toilet, didn't he?
Yep.
Do you ever find you have people coming in who just want to use the toilet and don't want a cup of tea?
Yeah, just
them. Oh, do you mind that?
No, I don't mind.
You don't mind? You're very, very generous, aren't you? And do people leave you nice tips, Thomas?
Can you just
pull? Oh, no, don't pull the table out, Thomas, please. No, you mustn't touch that chair. No. Right, please don't pull the table out. You'll hurt yourself. It's too heavy. Right, let me see if I have any money. I'll have a little look in my purse. What's happened to it? Right, see. Where's my shopping bag? Look at this. Anyway, that's been a very, very good waitress. Well, not waitress, sorry, waiter. Cook, bottle washer, everything. I've enjoyed myself. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. I'll see you again.
Just turn the handle on and it will open.
Okay.
Bye-bye. The same at the front door.
Right, okay.
Might need to take my hat off for a few minutes.
Oh, might you?
Yeah. Under the table.
You need to wash under the table as well?
Yeah, because sometimes they eat under the table.
Who does?
Some rubbish on there.
Oh, who eats under the table, Thomas?
Babies.
Babies? Oh. Do you must have high chairs for babies to sit in?
No.
Well, I don't think
they're not allowed.
Oh, why aren't they allowed?
Well, it might just be clean at night, but like they've got. They're not clean. That's why I have just let them.
So in case you've forgotten to clean the high chairs and the chairs are dirty, you just put baby straight under the table, do you? Well, that's where most of the food ends up anyway with babies, isn't it, on the floor? So I suppose you might as well just sit them on the floor to start with. Well, if you'd like a high chair, my little boy Thomas doesn't need his high chair anymore because he's a big boy now.
Because I know where he starts now, school.
Oh yes, he starts school, that's right. So he doesn't need, his nursery, doesn't need high chairs now.
So if he hasn't got one.
Well, if you'd like a high chair for your restaurant, there's one in my loft. Do you think
I would like one?
You would?
What?
Okay, well, it would save babysitting on the floor under the table, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
What's that?
I just dropped on my face.
Oh dear. Well, that's not very nice.
I need to clean the windows.
Oh, no, not with that cloth. You don't touch those. No.
Oh, yeah, I need to clean your box.
No, we don't use that cloth for anything else, Thomas. Thank you. Okay, yeah. You need to press the button now. The square button, please. That's...